Now we are going to talk about cloning and future dates. According to an article, Life Science, by Elena Bradford, several companies are currently providing services that use cloning technology. For example, South Korea-based Soyim Biotech clones pets are around $100,000. And what is interesting about the cloning in the future, Texas-based company Vegan Pets clones cats for $25,000 and dogs for $50,000. Another example is on July 5th, 1996, a female sheep gave birth to the now famous Dolly, a Findhorst, the first mammal to be cloned from the cells of an adult animal at the Rosalind Institute in Scotland. So yeah, wow, that was a lot of information. But I think I would say is that a lot of people feel different about cloning. Is that a lot of people feel different about cloning because people have only seen it in like Never Let Me Go, Alien, Restruction, The Sixth Day, and Switchmas. And in people's dreams, these movies are about cloning and how what it would look like if cloning was in the real world. So if cloning comes, we should stay calm because there are some negatives and positives about cloning, and what we will do happens. This is MS88 Class 816 in Brooklyn, New York, cloning podcast, and that is all for today, guys. Bye.
Hello, my name is Anne from MS88 Class 816. I'm here interviewing Brian from the same class, and I'm going to be asking him questions. What is your opinion on cloning and why?
My opinion on cloning is that cloning could be good or bad depending on the situation. When it is used as fraud, it is bad, but it could be good emotionally for owner of a dog, etc.
Do you think cloning is good for society?
I think cloning is good for society when it is used in a beneficial way for someone, but when it is used for bad, like cloning someone else illegally, it is bad.
Do you think cloning is good or bad? Explain why.
I think that cloning is very split because of the controversy behind the topic.
Would you clone any loved ones before they pass away? Why or why not?
Yes.
This topic on cloning is a controversial topic, meaning some people think it would be a great thing for humanity, and other people think it's a sinister concept. Cloning is a replicate, a fragment of DNA placed in an organism, so that there is enough to analyze or use in protein production, according to the dictionary. Also, did you know that cloning is a process of taking genetic information from one living thing and creating identical copies of it? The copied material is called a clone. Geneticists have cloned cells, tissues, genes, and entire animals. Although this process may seem futuristic, nature has been doing it for millions of years.
Now, it is Ilias of Class 816 telling you what is cloning and how it can benefit the world positively or negatively. According to multiple credible sources, a clone is an identical copy of a human with the same traits as the original human information. As of now, animals have been cloned, such as dogs in 2005 and sheep in 1996. Other credible sources talk about what might happen if humans were to be cloned. To date, no human clone has ever been created, but back in 2008, researchers had successfully created the first five major human embryos. Embryos were only allowed to develop to the last attached stage, and then were studied and destroyed.
This might not be something you're thinking of, but imagine one day your friend tells you to pull up to hang out, and you go to see him. Wait, there's someone by your friend's side, and you think you know that person. When you see his face, you see yourself. What do? You say whatever and meet this duplicate of yourself? On the other hand, we jump to conclusions and ask questions like, who do you think you are? I mean, you never know. He might be your long-lost twin.